Blog Talk Radio.
Dawa da lawyer, yes sir, Allah. Israel,
let's get it. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out and hurt my people, that's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7, say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. The watchman gotta warn the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us.
Then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her desperate. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens. But we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Only temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord said, the nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters. You in the lion's den, the warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Jonathan, alongside with co-host Dwayne. Brother, you there?
Yeah, shalom. How you doing?
Great, great, great. Good. All praise to the Most High. We'd like to start off by saying, Ahayah Bashem Yeshayah, Barakatom. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High and Christ. We have a special show for you tonight. Warriors in Christ is in the lion's den with John Boyd. We're going to be, talking to the brother, asking him what inspired a lot of his music that he's putting out in the earth, spitting truth on all four corners of the globe. As you know, before we get started, we're going to always go into Revelations and read the seven overcomes that Christ said that we would receive. If we do what we're supposed to do and, keep the commandments and endure to the end. So anything you want to say, Brother Dwayne, before I get into the seven overcomes?
No, I'd like to thank Ahayah Bashem Yeshayah, for another show to give us a chance to put in some work with the brother, great brother. So go ahead and do your thing. Try to do my thing, and we could bring the brother on.
All right, most definitely. I'm going to start off in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And like we always do at the beginning of the show, we read the seven overcomes that Christ said, he that endured to the end, we shall receive these things, those who are blessed enough to inherit the kingdom of the Most High in Christ. So I'm at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. And as you know, those were the seven overcomes of which Christ stated, he that endured to the end shall receive these things. You want to get right into yours, brother, or want to?
Yeah, I can get right into mine. Yeah, I get right into mine. Like we say, the seven overcomes, because when we come in this truth, all types of trials and tribulations going to come against us. Now we're finding out we're Israelites. We got to come in one unity, being one body in Christ. There's going to be so many different divisions, distractions come up against us. We have to overcome. My seven overcomes. Revelation 2, verse 7. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2, verse 11. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2, verse 17. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and to give him a white stone and in a stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth. Revelation 2, verse 26. And he that overcome and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 12. He that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, was coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and had sat down with my Father in his throne. Those are my seven overcomes. Take over, bro.
All right. Most definitely, most definitely. Like you said, letting people understand and know that, you know, once we endure through the end, for Christ's sake, we can receive these things that's written of in Revelation. Before we get the show started, I'm going to read our mission statement. So to any new listeners, you know, they know what we're about. All right. Words in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect for persons, period. The truth stands, if you can't forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom. So, like we was telling you, we got a show tonight with Brother John Boy putting out a lot of inspirational music left and right. You know, the brother been doing this thing for a minute, and we're going to pull him in shortly. But yeah, we got an exciting show for you all out there. Praise the higher. All right. We just pull him in right now, brother. I think he's already in the queue.
Pull the brother in.
About to pull you in, John Boy, one more. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, bro.
Welcome to the Lions Den.
Appreciate it, man. Hello. I'm glad I'm able to.
Matter of fact, I'm sorry, brother. We got to formally welcome you into the Lions Den. One moment. All right. Welcome to the Lions Den, brother.
I'm glad to be here, man. Glad to talk with y'all again.
No, definitely.
What's up, man? What's good with you? Man, nothing much, man. Just staying prayed up, man, because you know it's about to get heavy, so just praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's good chopping it up with you. While we on the mic with everybody, you could go ahead and give a, you know, do your thing, man. This is your show. Do your thing, man.
All Well, go ahead.
Well, I guess I could just introduce myself a little. I guess, my name is John Boy, and I do music pertaining to our way of lifestyle now. You know, it's toward our understanding of the scriptures now, and it's not, you know, it's not Christian, but it's not too far from it in a sense, you know what I'm saying, for the people who have not heard it or you know, want to understand it. It's scripture-based music, but from the Hebrew point of view, you know what I'm saying, understanding that we are the people of the Bible, and that's basically what my music is about.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What bring you to the understanding of the Bible? Quite naturally, you're a young man. You was out there in the streets. What brought you to understanding to want to deal with the Bible?
Well, by trying to escape, you know, and basically, you know, the Lord, He pulled me in anyway. But you know, trying to just escape from all the nonsense that was going on, you know, it wasn't leading to nothing. So, you know, I was trying to find something better, and you know, I started having kids, and I wanted something better for them. So, it, you know, He just pulled me on in. I felt like He wanted me to do something anyway. So, you know, it really wasn't my choosing. You know, it was His choice to, you know. So, you know, I just rolled with it.
Okay. Hey, share with the people right quick, real quick, before I turn it over to, you know, the one-a-ton. Share with the people you were telling us about your walk and you start dealing with Islam for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. like towards the end of 2010, I came into this truth at the beginning of, like, 2011. And around, like, 2010, like, November, December, I was dealing with Islam and Christianity. Like, at the same time, I was listening to both sides. And you know, and it was just funny how each side was convincing, though. Like, you would think Christianity wasn't the way. And then when you listen to Christianity, you would think the Muslim way wasn't the way. And you know, I was on both ends, but it was so similar at the same time. Like, they had the same mindset, you know what I'm saying? But it was a difference, though. But that kind of led me away to, like, getting into it, because the things, they were similar. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, if y'all talk about each other so much and supposed to be completely opposites, why are y'all so similar? You know what I'm saying? So that kind of got me away from it, and I had ran into some guys, some guys who was dealing with the Hebrew way, and I ran into them guys, and they made a lot of sense, man. They showed me who I was, and that's what we was missing. You know, we are missing who we are, because, you know, everybody got a history except us. So when it comes to knowing history, we try to find ourselves in it. And them brothers showed me who I was, and, you know, ever since then I've been right on track, man. That was a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Piggybacking on something that I heard you just say, you were saying that it's like the Most High pulled you in, and I'm in Matthew 22:14, where Yeshua is speaking, the Christ is speaking here, it says, for many are called, but few are chosen. So it sounds like, brother, you know, you one of those brothers who was just chosen to do what you're doing right now, and thanks to you doing what you're doing, man. You know, I got to tell you how greatly I appreciate it, brother, because, you know what I'm saying, I probably know every track word for word already, bro. And it ain't been for about 3-4 weeks, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just as soon as you drop them, you know what I'm saying, I'm uttering the tracks, and I know them word for word. So let everybody out there know where they can find your music for those who might not have, you know, stumbled across that truth yet, you know, that you're pushing.
Oh, well, you can go on YouTube. That's probably, you know, the most known is YouTube. If you type in Super Saved 123, Super Saved 123, and it's a link on my YouTube page. You know, it's a Facebook link. You can click on that link, and then it'll lead you to a Facebook music page, and you can just download the music from there. I had linked it where,
you know, you won't even have to go to Reverb Nation. You can just go to my Facebook and just download it for free on there.
Oh, man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing, because I was actually trying to put a sister up on the music the other day, but, you know, she got an iPhone, and Reverb was just tripping. I couldn't even, you know what I'm saying, let her do nothing but just listen. She couldn't read it too much download. So that's Super Save, S-U-P-E-R or S-U-P-A?
S-U-P-E-R.
Okay, Super Save 123.
Yep.
Okay, got it. I got it wrote down for everybody.
Say that again. Say it again. I'll say that one more time for the people.
Okay,
that's Super Save. Sorry about that.
S-U-P-E-R-S-A-V-E-D 123.
Oh, Super Saved. Okay, I'm glad you cleared that up. Super Saved 123 on YouTube. Okay, that's what's up, man. That's definitely a blessing, man. We're going to definitely have to get into some of these tracks because I'm, like, itching to hear them right now. You already know. So, let me see. Anything else you want to ask about?
Can I make a request?
What it is, bro? What you want to hear first?
Can I hear World War III?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is right there, brother. World War III. Speaking of World War III, oh, man, y'all already know. We're going to have to touch on that after the song, y'all. Let's play it, though. You tuned in. The Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ.
Coming, then you ready like me.
To the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Yohanathan, Brother Dwayne, with John Boy in the studio right now, going in. Shalom. Y'all with us?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, that was fire. That was nothing, man. That sounded like a new song there. Is that one of your latest tracks? Or?
Yeah, I did that like couple of days ago. Yeah, that's. On the newest CD I did, yeah.
What an inspiration come for that? What that thought process come for that song?
Oh, man, because we headed for World War III, for real. I know, brother, we headed for, in a short time, so that, I wanted to kind of be a little straightforward with it. And just go what I was feeling, what the Spirit placed on me, and that's what I was feeling, man. And we could see it, man. We read the scriptures, we see the prophecies, and it's a World War III, but we got to rejoice, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a sad time, but at the same time, we have to rejoice because we know what's coming.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Hey,
matter of fact,
go ahead.
What I was going to say is, why it's funny that you came up with the songs a couple of days ago, World War III, because of course the whole nation, had they focused on the Zimmerman case, and there's an article that I got up right now that I wanted to read, and the headline of this article is actually World War III Brews as Nation Distracted by Trayvon Martin Case. So right now I'm on storyleak.com. I'm going to just read this real quick because, it's all about, it's on you tonight. But I want to read this so that people can understand that a lot of these situations that be happening that have, every station on the same thing just be propaganda. A lot of people don't understand that. But I'm going to read this article real quick, just a little bit of this article, World War III Brews as Nation Distracted by Trayvon Martin Case. It says here, as the world reacts to the Trayvon Martin case, including prominent rappers calling out the media over its race baiting, reports detail around 160,000 Russian troops were called to combat readiness following an Israeli strike on Russian missiles in Syria on Friday, this past Friday. So, I ain't really going to go all into it, but basically, just letting the people know, man, that we really knocking at the door of World War III as of this past Friday, and I believe the verdict was announced on Saturday. So, man, that song is like right on point with the times, brother. Spirit is definitely on you, brother.
Yeah, man, that's deep. You brought that article out because I didn't even hear that. So yeah, that's I'm glad you brought that article out.
Get an information on where everybody could get that information at.
They can actually go to a website called storyleak.com to read more in detail in that article. And also there's a web link called beforeitsnews.com. Before It's News and storyleak.com, you can find out what's really going on outside of this biased news, and get some real level of understanding with what's going on in the earth, with those two websites, storyleak.com and beforeitsnews.com.
Well, since we rolling like that, man, Too Late Babylon remix, man, let's roll.
All right, let's get it. One moment, Too Late Babylon remix. Too Late Babylon remix.
Since this place can go down, the Medes and the Persians are going to take it down.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that one on here. I don't see that one. I don't think you put that on.
You don't see it? Well, here we go to We Ain't Running.
We Ain't Running. Okay. You know what? Let me refresh my computer real quick because I'm not seeing that either. One moment. One moment, brothers. Okay. Oh, I got both of them. Too Late Babylon. Here we go. You tuned in to the Lions, then. Wars in Christ, Brother Yohanathan, Brother Dwayne, alongside with John Boy tonight.
Israel is her destruction, so she can't love us. And she a seller's a dream after she bankrupt us. Might shoot us down, might even cut us. But after death, she can't touch us. So I'm praying to the man who can. Preaching in the wind so these words can expand. Armageddon gonna be the final stand. Can't put it in words, but the finale gonna be grand. Life is a trip, so our vacation worth saying. I hear them trumpets blowing, I'm just trying to make the band. We build a new home like the Amish. And I don't need more than what the Father promised. Cut us from our past, so we can't acknowledge it. That was more atomic than any bomb can get. But the Father dropping one that will forever last. The biggest boom is the blast to remember the past.
Give her for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day.
Tuned in to the Lion's Den Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan, Brother Dwayne. We got John Boy in the studio tonight. Man, that song now, man, right on point, Too Late Babylon. Yes. What's the inspiration behind that song? Oh. Hello? Hello, y'all there?
Yeah.
Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. John Boy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, man, that was, I like that, man. That's right on point. Hear the trumpets blowing, yeah. I'm just trying to make the band.
For real, that's catchy.
Every time I hear that, I'm like, man, I'm so with that right there, for real, trying to make the band. But,
right.
Yeah.
And that was Future and My Boy.
Go ahead, my bad.
Oh, no, I was saying that was Future and My Boy, Bon Awa, too. Yeah,
okay.
I jumped on it, made it a remix, yeah.
Who was the
say his name again? Say his name again, and,
His name is Bon, BanAhWath.
Okay. For future references, how could you find his music?
You can YouTube his name. You can YouTube BanAhWath, and I think he got some links on his page. I'm not sure, but you know he do have some music on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay, and this one here, go ahead and play We Running, but I most definitely want to get some input on Blindside, because we need Israel to really hear Blindside. We need people to sit down and really listen to what you're saying on Blindside. So play, matter of fact, play Blindside right now, because we need Israel
okay,
to
look, hear this song. I'm going to play that. I got one quick question I forgot to ask. On that last song, there was a sister singing. Who was that sister that was on that track?
Oh, well, that was a track I had found off the internet. And,
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't even know. I don't even know who singing.
Okay.
Actually,
all
right. Somebody had told me that it was a brother who sung that verse. They just twisted his vocals to make him sound like a female.
Okay.
That's what I heard. But,
what?
You know,
come on.
Nah, I just wanted to make sure we was acknowledging a sister or brother, you know what I mean? For
right.
That matter, but
it's all right.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I did the track already, and then somebody had told me it was somebody famous that they had took, you know how they like to take samples and then sample people. It was a sample voice. Right. So yeah.
Okay.
And when I heard it, you know, I thought it was a female, and I thought, you know, so I, and it kind of gave me the impression that it was kind of, you know, like, you know, very promiscuous. So I just took it and
right.
I, you know, try to apply it to the Whore of Babylon, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it messed well, though, brother. It messed well. So, yeah, Blindside, we're going to get into that. Definitely want to know what inspired that song, so. You already know, you tuned into the Lion's Den. Brother Jonathan, Brother Dwayne, we got John Boy in the Lion's Den.
Thank you.
can't spot the enemies, but all you feel is arrows. My eyes wide open, but my walk is very narrow. Praying to the God that removed us from Pharaoh. Don't need to talk down if you don't accept what you care for. I proceed through these weeds very cautious. Can't get less lost, so they rather just be lawless. My ox keep the book on them. No mean mug, but they keep these looks on them. Cause we for real about this boy. Come and hear about this boy. We out here putting fear aside of fear about this boy. The evils we be slaying. Every time we praying, I'm fighting for my people. But they just don't see it right. Battling evil spirits and these wicked minded Israelites. It don't have to be said. Well, we already know. And our kingdom is almost here. Just a little way to go. Coming fast, but they wanna slow it up. Instead of trying to hold us back, won't you hold us up? What you see in Revelation and the Old Testament, the same people you oppressing gonna get those blessings. We can't even come to our brothers for some help. To tell you the truth, we do more damage to ourselves, and it seems like we've been infiltrated. Brothers hear wicked things and they imitate it. We don't stop beef between us, we just instigate it. We ain't done yet, once you see the end, you made it. And it's not my goal to try to unite the camps, man. My only goal is try to make sure I got a lampstand. We're gonna battle with the spirit, lead the flesh to the Father. Execution to that chick that sits on many waters. John 6:35, that's a good deal. I get my soul saved. That's a cool meal.
Yes, we back. We tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan, Brother Dwayne. We have John Boy in the Lion's Den tonight. Yeah, brother. Blindsided. Great song, brother.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I'll praise to the Father.
So, as you know, we already discussed it. We see too much division amongst the brothers, and we all understand we Israel now, but yet and still it's a lot of friction. Honestly, I feel there's not enough love with Christ. You know, everybody not being Christ-like, and we also know it is a major infiltration, agents among the nation trying to stop the brothers from coming to a full understanding of who they are. They knew in the end we was going to wake up. They knew that. So they had to put a stumbling block in front of us. So, you know, we were going to wake up anyway. They knew that. So how you personally feel about it, John Boy?
Well, yeah, I mean, same way. Like, they knew we were going to wake up, so they had to do something. And it can't come from the out. It can't come from somebody too foreign, you know what I'm saying? Because then it'd be obvious to us now. Because our eyes are open now. We can see the enemy. Most of us can see the enemy. So they had to make it where the enemy looks just like you. So if the enemy is somebody you call your friend, that's the best way to destroy somebody. Like, wait till they turn, because you would trust them. You would trust them enough to lay down and be like, okay, yeah, he got my back. You know what I'm saying? And that's when that's when they're gonna hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like you say, I think they putting guys out there and teaching these wild doctrines, man, and it's hurting us. You know what I'm saying? Because at one point, we would think at one point we didn't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? We were just roaming the streets. We didn't have no foundation of who we were. We weren't even thinking about that. Then coming into the truth, you would think that everybody that got this foundation would come together with love. But it seemed like, you know, it's really worse to us, because now we understand what we must do. And then knowing what you must do, you get a stumbling block in your way, and then you fall from that. And the scriptures tell us, like, oh, look, by you knowing, you in more trouble. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So it's harder for us that way.
Right.
That's right on point.
But guess what? We ain't running. Israel ain't going nowhere. The ones who gonna be Christ-like and follow these laws, statutes, and commandments, we ain't running. Say that, John.
Hold on 1 second. Before we ain't running, man. I got the Bible open, and I happen to stumble across 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. I must read that. You know, while the brother piggybacking on what the brother was just saying about all this division. Definitely, we ain't running. But 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. It says here, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? So I'm going to read that one more time. Brother. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? So you already know, John telling you how it is. And of course, we're going through that right now. But united we stand, divided we fall. And these three brothers in the lions didn't understand that. So we ain't running. You're tuned and locked into the Lion's Den.
Sorted up at your front door like you ordered us. He gon' need 100 splints of whoever with him getting boarded up. I ain't got no patience for him. Tell the doctor we got a new patient for him. And no, we ain't running. We in the waiting room and we waiting for him. White rose when Christ fled. When he come back, they gon' be bright red. Dirty sheets, dirty pillow. Take a dirt nap on this dirty bed. Them N-words ain't that. Them N-words ain't this. We heard that ever since we came off them ships. If you want a war, then the war you gon' get. They think we all muscle, but we actually got brains. Them Gentiles better chill, cause the afterlife's got flames. And if they start running, my God, ice got range. a fist fight with an Ephraimite, like being hit by a train. Talk stuff to a Benjamite, then you clearly insane. We ain't looking for no trouble, but we will cook unwanted beef. It's a call in Judah, we don't fight fair, we a 100 deep.
We ain't running, we ain't running.
Tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne, you got John Boy, and the Lion's Den. That song there was basically self-explanatory, letting you know you ain't running. So that's what's up.
Oh, yeah, man. And I wanted to get a little backdrop on it. I had recently started reading into Jasher, and I was reading some. Right, man, I was reading some stories, man, where Jacob and the sons, man, we used to go through cities and just destroy everything and just keep it moving, on to the next city. You know, people would come back after the carnage and be like, man, it had to be them Hebrews who done this, man. It just blew my mind, man. And then, you know, that spirit came on me, man, and I was like, man, we ain't running nowhere. What was we afraid of then? When we come to our God, we not afraid of anything. There's nothing. There's nothing that can harm us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that would inspire that, man. Jashing, man. So.
Okay, that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Let's see what song. Before we can see what he would inspire the song.
All right. Sure.
Like an alien, praying against the government, screaming Illuminati. They like, who let Machiavelli in? Oppressed by the oppressors. But since I can't press back, I put it in the Father's hands and try not to stress that. Sometimes I imagine that I wake up and I be on another planet, safe and living lavish. I'm screaming help so loud, but they won't bother. Praying this is just a bad dream of my forefathers.
Yeah.
I used to feel awake, but I was in a deep sleep. I was in a lake, which I thought was just a deep creek. My brain was deceiving me, my eyesight was leaving me. My past had teeth, and alive it was eating me. It was sharp claws on the hand that was feeding me. Pushed away the needy when the needy only needed me. I was blessed with a family, now I don't feel alone. Now I'm begging that the Father just send me home.
So.
Played out while y'all watch the playoffs. My people getting laid out more than they getting laid off. From the crops to the clouds getting sprayed off. The real Holocaust had nothing to do with Adolf.
You gon' pray we change places once we face off. To put on for our city, we gotta take off. And I'ma do it cause the Most High said do it. Until I die to the sky, keep my head to it. Go.
And locked into the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan, Brother Dwayne. We have John Boy in the studio tonight, chopping it up with John Boy. What's your inspiration on that song, Up?
Oh, man, it's just, you know, dealing with, you know, what we're dealing with now, you know, what in our job is now. You know, I know it get kind of hard for people, you know, for me as well. You know, it's extremely hard. And it's just that it, what keeps you going is the end. You know what I'm saying? What's ahead keeps you going. So you know, it was like when I heard the track, I'm like, you know, hometown. I'm like, well, I can't wait to be there, and I hope it's soon. So you know, that's what really inspired that, man. I just went into some, you know, couple verses where, you know, with your past, you're dealing with your past a little bit, but you know, everything's a struggle. But soon, you know, we will be home. We will see Zion. So that's what that basically was.
Oh, okay. So it's basically the solution.
Yeah,
right. Right. So let's go ahead and go to the solution then.
All right. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. You already know Warriors in Christ.
The whole world been sucked dry by a couple guys in an enterprise. If you cannot realize it's genocide and you hypnotize a family that would've got together, can't live their life, so they cutting ties or plan to destroy the home. Now all the fathers are gone. We know about them Bilderbergs and kings and queens of Rome. We know about them chemtrails and how they plan to kill us. We know about the CIA supporting them drug dealers. We know about them vaccines they cooking up on their stove. We know about that owl that they about to have to grow. Real ruler, real Judah will manifest in the flesh. And it's only 12 tribes. Put to the test. And we dying of thirst. Every time we drink. You know about that fluoride, that rat poisonous stink. I can't stand them short words, them abbreviations I hate the most. FBI, GOV, KE, cause I'm GOV.
Yeah, I think we're having a little technical difficulty with that one right there.
Yeah, that track tripping. Okay. Well,
yeah, that track tripping. We got plenty of motor. It's all good. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
Okay. Let's go to All I Want.
Okay. Yeah. All I Want. A moment.
Sorry about that, John Boy.
Oh, no, it's no problem, man. That's no problem at all.
You're riding on there. That got to be brought back, though. But,
yeah.
Yeah,
you got
this
to be brought back.
This has to be my favorite song right here, All I Want, because you really go in on this one. With
yeah, definitely.
Send the God of cheating on fairness is Edom. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. You tuned in, Warriors of Christ. Brother Dwayne, Jonathan, John Boy.
Rick and Thaddeus on the beat.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself. Demons, why join them? I'll beat them. Unrighteous, unlikeness, you will make it into the kingdom. Unfairness is evil. Synagogue of cheating, the king is returning. Anyone this title got my war gear on out here looking like Iron Man with a Bible. We don't deal with no shooting stars, we'll shoot down your idol. Can't say you got faith but never put in work. That's like saying you love somebody but treating them like dirt. They say I'm heartless and ruthless. Just because I tell you what truth is, they say I'm heartless and ruthless. Just because I tell you what truth is, you heard about the commandments, now it's time to acknowledge it. Yeah, you should be perfect, yeah, perfect like your father is. Wouldn't find this knowledge if you enrolled in all the colleges. For the Roman Empire, it's time to go out of biz. After the liquidation, the most I gon' demolish it.
All I want. All I want is this life. All I want. All I want is this life. All I want. All I want is this life. All I want. All I want is this life. And I'm ready to die for it. Put everything else aside for it. And I pray to the sky for it. Yes, I pray to the sky for.
I feel only myself can hold me back. Now the Bible said what, you gotta show me that. I'ma keep doing me till my body collapse. Sometimes the spiritual waffle like we running some laps. I'ma keep doing it for those who do need me. They destroy the air, but I still breathe easy. Shout out to the people who do not believe TV. Selling you demonic food, no, it ain't just greasy. Out in the wilderness, we'll gather some TPs. Big up to my Hebrews, man, I love my fam. Not only are we shim, we can prove we ain't ham. Revelation 2:9, prove this world a sham. We all try school, but couldn't keep my hand in. They can grab trash and see how much they can cram in. Feel like a walking flame surrounded by gas beams. Yes, we are Israel, no need to act again.
All I want is this life. 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 Ready to die for it. Put everything else aside for it. And I pray to the sky for it. Yes, I pray to the sky for it.
You're tuned in to the Lions Den. We're back. We got John Boy in the studio.
Yeah, where that come from?
Man. Just knowing, like, you know, once you come into this understanding, it put when you put that spirit on you to even see what's going on, man, this is all you're going to ever want in life. And anything besides this ain't right anyway, so. But, yeah, that's where that came from, man. Like, you know, this is what I want. This is all I ever wanted.
Yeah, that, I don't know. Out in the woods with Gaddy some teepees. That's what's up.
Yeah. That's what we put it together though. You be putting that vision up. You be wanting to.
Yeah.
I can see that for sure. Yeah, man.
That's what that's what that. So you keeping it 100, man. So we might well go to 100. Let's go to 100, man. The brother right, said, man, he really loved his fam. Yeah, man.
All right.
Master, mind, music, job.
We gon' live it up, but it's tough, but it's tough. And it seems like it's getting more rough. We gon' keep it 100 on this one. 100
on this one. Being down in the town, here's some. When 99 is just not enough, we gon' keep it 100 on this one. 100 on this one. Okay. Christ told that woman, he unchained for the Israelites. Yeah, that truth is staying firm for them Gentiles that don't sit right. My past is full of poverty, but my future got a rich life. YouTube, the truth, they wanna give me more than some dislikes. We get it poppin' without holding guns. Grudge heavy, we don't hold none. Forgiveness is for Israel. Read Acts 5 and 31. If you accept the truth as laid out in these verses, you will not see hell, but you will be working.
Don't care, they drinking poison. As long as a pretty girl pours it. Try to call a phone with the truth. They seize me and they ignore it.
We gon' live it up, but it's tough, but it's tough. And it seems like it's getting more rough. We gon' keep it 100 on this.
Purchase your tracks today.
100 on this one. Being down in the town, get some. When 99 is just not enough, we gon' keep it 100 on this one. 100 on this one.
Can't say he love the world, he only deal with a certain race. Don't believe, gonna tell me what Roman 9 and 7 say. Amos 3 and 2 say, I know 9 they gonna hate. Deuteronomy 28 and 48, they can't relate. Don't want us to egg it on, but they put that yoke on us. They want us to breathe, they put the iron choke on us. All we do is pray, even though we've been through the most. Give us back our land, Luke 21 and 24.
And it seems like it's getting more rough. We gon' keep it 100 on this one. Being down in the town, get some. When 99 is just not enough, we gon' keep it 100 on this one.
Can't wait to see their face when a dark skinned brother from the sky come down. Can't wait to see their face when a dark skinned brother from the sky come down. You know who the father's sons, no need to debate it. Jacob, who I love, Esau, who I hated. And I'm my only one conscious, the whole world is sedated. Shout out to the creator from which everything was created. I'ma keep the peace until when somebody gotta pay for the blood spill. Now I'm gon' keep the peace until somebody gotta pay for the blood spill.
We gon' live it up, but it's tough, but it's tough. And it seems like it's getting more rough. We gon' keep it 100 on this one. Being down in the town, get some. When 99 is just not enough, we gon' keep it 100 on this one.
Purchase your track
Music today.
100, 100, on this one.
Locked in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Dwayne, Brother Jonathan. We got John Boy in the Lions Den this evening. Most definitely keeping it 100. Yeah, sure. So yeah, man, that was a mean track right there. Love it, man.
Oh, praise
John
to the Father,
Boy, that
man.
Put me in the mind on when you said call
man, I think that might have been my favorite song, yeah, bro.
Oh yeah.
Real, man. I got so many. I'm looking at my phone. There's so many songs that ain't on our list, man. That I'm like, man, I want to hear that right about now. I'm just in the mold.
It's too many songs
like,
that ain't on the list.
For real, bro. For real. But go ahead.
Like I was saying, the part when you say call a pretty girl phone and she see your number, she don't answer, man, that just remind me when we was at the peak, you know what I'm saying, the peak of our understanding when we were studying so heavy and when we come out of that intense training, man, it be on our mind so bad, try to holler at any and everybody, try to tell them what's going on, man, this place gonna get destroyed, or we the Israelites, or, man, we try to holler at people, they ain't trying to hear you, man.
Right.
They're ignoring you.
Exactly.
Crazy, man. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that
actually, for me, man, that brings back memories, man, because me and the brother Dwayne, we've been knowing each other for a while now, probably about 5-6 years, but, you know, he came into the truth a little bit before I did. And I remember when the brother was telling me about this and that, man, he was like, he was in the mode like, man, we got to get up out of here, like, ASAP, pronto, we got to get out of this, out of Babylon, out of America. And, man, I'm like, man, what is this dude talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? But once he put me on to the Gathering of Christ Church, and I went to going through them studies, bro. That was all she wrote. I was in the same mode, like, man, we got to get up out of here, bro, like, pronto. You know what I'm saying? That was like 3 years ago, bro. So, yeah, man, keeping it 100. That's what it is. You want to tell everybody, man, because, you know, we know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Thus says the Lord, man. You know that word don't come back void. So, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get everybody else in the mind frame, but many are called and few are chosen, man, as it says in Matthew 22:14. So that's what it is.
Matter of fact, John, but what song that is when you were saying, you spoke on that about the Most High. When he speaks his word, it's not going to come by void. It's going, whatever he speaks is going to happen. What song that is? That song Out With The Old?
Man, I do so many songs. I couldn't even.
Right.
I think it's on Out With The Old, but yeah, man, I know you got a track talking, speaking on that, because that's why the name of Ohio, we know that, you know, whatever he say going to come to pass, you know, we put that spirit on the holy prophets. Grab that scripture right quick for me, John, what that's in.
Which one that is?
When I first came to the understanding, it was first started, came through, somebody had brought the Illuminati to my attention. So know, I went and all that, looking at all them signs and all that stuff, and then I kept studying. Something told me, man, if these people worshiping the devil, man, it's a god for real.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I kept on going. I said, man, I want to, since these people following the devil, I want to, you know, try to find out, you know what I'm saying, who these people, because, you know, they say the Rothschilds and, you know what I'm saying, all these names. So I want to find out what's over them. And it took me to ancient Babylon, man. And I'm sitting out, and when I'm watching the thing, and it said that the people in America are Hebrew. I'm like, Hebrew? So I went to looking in the little ancient Babylon history, and then that's when I went to YouTube one day, and I just flicked it on. It was a white woman, and she was showing, she had picked her hand up and said, you know, she read the scripture about Moses putting hand in his bosom. And she said, her hand, she said, I'm white now. My, you know, for the person hearing the change white, he had to be a different color. So I was thinking about it, and then she read the scripture, and I said, I grabbed the Bible. I said, man, that makes sense. So something told me to click on to see where she get it from. And that was the Gathering of Christ Church. And that been about three and a half years ago, man. So been on it ever since.
Amen. That's a blessing, man. Man, that's a blessing. Just to come to this understanding, man, it's amazing, man. I be tripping on it. I wake up and I'm like, man, I can't believe this. I can't believe how my life is. I can't believe this understanding. You know what I'm saying? It's so strong. It's so powerful, man. That's why, you know, I'm able to just, you know, when I be just sitting down, I just feel a spirit on me, man. I just turn on my laptop, man, and do a song about it, man. That's, because every day is just fresh on me, you know what I'm saying? I know it's like that for you brothers too, man. It just, it don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't have it no other way, man.
Yeah. Forever learning. Like you learning on a daily basis, bro. Learning on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, man.
So, what was that? 100? Check it out. Since we saying that, go to New Man right quick. And see,
yeah,
all of us,
yeah,
we gonna change from that, you know, that old whatever.
Oh, definitely. Oh, you said New Man? Hold on. New Man or Out with the Old? New Man or Out with the Old? Which one?
Bring in New Man, but I'm thinking Out with the Old got that verse with, you know, that I'm thinking of. But bring in New Man, because I want to hear what John got to say about this one.
Okay. One moment.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
I gotta look forward. Oh, I think the now it's all coming together like who I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do. At first I was caught up in this world, but now I'm set free by this truth. Now I go to the pump, fill up on the word for celebration and go. Put my transgression on my bumper, so why can't I be revoked? I know Satan gon' pull me over, but there's only a minor setback. Can't overrule me with the nonsense. Through the spirit, I won't accept that. Got my seatbelt on, car and driving, then I just been moved. Not reflecting on my past, cause I ain't got nothing to lose.
I gotta look forward, so I can't look back. Focus on my future, and not my past. I gotta keep on moving. I
heaven, I earn that. To follow laws, I serve that. Just like them heads of time, no head of mine gonna turn back. I remember what's behind me. I pray to what's above me. I'm aware of what's underneath, but I keep my eyes in front of me. All praises to the most. I will never change. Yes, I am a lion, but I can't be tamed. This world is full of blackness, can't even take my life. Ain't worried about no darkness, cause my future is bright. This book is my food. I can never say that I ate too much. Evil thoughts used to run my head, but 9 days they don't say too much. Glad this world hate me, cause I know who love me. No crystal ball to be crystal clear, but my future is
I gotta look forward.
Chapter 3, verse 13 through 16. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but it's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of a higher in Christ Yeshua. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, but thus minded. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, a higher shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us mind the same thing. Shalom. Shalom.
You're back with Warriors in Christ. Yeah, man, that was New Man. What's the inspiration on that song, brother?
Oh, man, actually, man, that was my brother's song. He just invited me to come on that. My brother Samuel Starks. His Hebrew name is on the title, man. I don't want to butcher it. If one of y'all brothers can pronounce it, I always tear it up, man, and I don't want to.
No, I can't mess with it.
Yeah, that's that long one. I don't think I'm going to mess with that either, but.
But that was his song originally. You know, he had called me and said he wanted to do it, and he had sung it a cappella over the phone, man. And once he did it, man, that brother really can sing. I kind of put him on the spot, man. I put him on speakerphone and had him singing for the wife and kids, man. But that brother nice, man. That's originally his song. And I just got it. You know, he wanted me to get on it, so I got on it. So, you know, I just dropped a verse. But really, you know, the title really speaks for itself. You know, if you out there, man, you can call in, you know, and get your input on it. But, you know, the title really, you know, kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, matter of fact, we finna get ready to open up for whoever out there. Whoever out there want to call, speak to John Boy, talk to John Boy, the floor finna be open for you. So you out there, call in and ask him questions. You know what I'm saying? You know, the floor finna be open for you soon. So you out there, go ahead, call in, speak to John Boy. Out with the old.
Okay. Out with the old.
Christ is my savior, but what I ain't do, came out of that water, now ain't nothing I can't do,
left what I used to be in. I'm being, that's brand new. Don't go nowhere without my wife. So when I went in the water, she came too. Not everything seemed clearer that I was looking at from a distance. 10 years of filthy sin got washed away in an instance. Now we all in the same boat, but we ain't going no fishing. Yeah, I believe it's Christ, but no, I ain't no Christian. If you ain't trying to hear it, I try not to waste too much time on them. Even in the darkness, my Israelite shine on them. So glad that I fell in love before I was out of time. Went in the water, John Boy, but I came out, you wanna thine.
Yeah, I told my O's up, daddy leaving. Yeah, I told my O's up, daddy leaving. Cause I got a new me, I'm receiving.
Y'all call it a bandwagon, but if Christ driving, I climb on it. Found out the truth, hopped on that beat. The covenant, so I signed on it.
The Father gave me a contract with the covenant, so I signed on it.
They know who we are, don't need to mention, cause they know I'm proud of who I am. But don't get too proud that I start to boast. Used to feel too light to sink, but too heavy to float. But all I needed was a dip in the spirit of the most.
Yeah, I told my O's up, daddy leaving. Yeah, I told my O's up, daddy leaving. But before you leave, make sure you do some cleaning. Cause I got a new me I'm receiving.
Glory to Christ. You tuned into the Lion's Den. That was Out with the Old, most definitely. You know what? That was actually the first song that I had downloaded because the brother Dwayne told me about you because I was asleep. I hadn't even known, you know what I'm saying? And the brother told me about you. He told me a little while back, but I never got a chance. But, man, that was the first song I downloaded, bro. And once I got that one song, I think I stayed up. However long it took to download all, at the time, it might have been like 38 songs or something like that. But, yeah, man, out with the old, bro. Right on time with it, for sure.
Oh, man, that's a blessing, man. And that song came from the day after we had got baptized, man. I felt, I felt like a new man. So, I just went on right and done that the day after.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah, what area? What area you linked in? You do everything online, or you know, linked in with some brothers in the area. That's what's up with that? Talk to us a little bit.
You mean like on the recording side?
No, when you sit down and study, quite naturally, I know you.
Oh.
You started with TOC on the do they got a is they local in the area? Do they got a branch over there in the region?
I was with some brothers who was with GOCC. They not with them no more. But they still do listen to the teachings, and that's why that's why I teach with. That's why I learn with the most. Who I study with the most. I remember when we first started, Lakes Will was with us, but a lot of brothers kind of separated a little bit. But, it's some brothers, Cincinnati, we do a conference call, brothers in Cincinnati and people up here, and I forget where the other brother is at, I think he in Canton, I can't remember. And, we do some studying. I remember one time Gaja came on, and, we chopped it with Gaja for a while. So, that's where I do most of my study at. Sometimes it'd be 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up and click on the computer, and catch the Sabbath class or something,
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what's up. Right.
Most definitely, getting it in however you can. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. got some understanding putting on them lyrics. Let me ask you this question. You ever thought about, for instance, these very known beats, you know what I'm saying? These very, very known beats, like Tupac's Back, something like Rick Ross' Tupac's Back, or just say Young Buck, Stump, stuff like that. Would you put some truth lyrics over that those beats that's known out there in the world, where the person automatically will bump their head to, but they go to listening to it, it's a whole total. You ever thought about coming that way?
I thought about it, but you might think I'm a little off. But the reason why I don't do it is because I know, I seen where a while ago where, you know, some tracks they do pray over and they do put spirits on, and some tracks I don't really want to deal with because sometimes they influence you. Even though you try to do at a different angle, you still get influenced to do something totally opposite of what you were planning on doing. Like I did one. I did J. Cole. What was the song called? Let Nas Down. I changed it to Let God Down. He didn't want to let Nas down from what he was, you know, what they were dealing with. But, you know, I changed it to where I didn't want to let God down. That's one of the
right.
And I thought about that. You know, I talked to my wife, like, you know, should I do more songs like that? Cause they more popular. You know what I'm saying? And I was asking her about it. And she was saying, you know, whatever the spirit lay on you. And as of now, you know, it ain't really pushing me towards to do that. But, you know, I'm not totally against it. But I do have a little understanding on, you know, how they put their music out there and how I was able to just, you know, transform people. Because, you know, back when we was, before we came into the knowledge, man, we put on some Gucci Man or something. And every time we put it on, we had the spirit come over. We wanted to go do something. Just something that wasn't even planned. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even planned for us to do, but we were like, man, let's go do, you know what I'm saying, some wildness. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really want to, you know, deal with them, that spirit that be on them tracks. But, you know, if the spirit be like, you know, look, you got to do some of these, and I'm like, ain't nothing I can do. I'm going to just do it.
True.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's see what 30 bring in 30-30.
30-30. We in debt with the Most High, but we ready to pay that. These nations wanna see us dead, but we ain't ready to lay yet. Yeah, you can say what you want, but don't touch us, we don't play that. Forgive them for they know not, it took a lot out of me to say that. Who are you to tell Israel, they ain't gonna see Zion? Your world is about to end, but we don't believe in no Mayans. We came up on them ships, but we leave it here flying. How stupid you must be to be trying some lions. Once I let my locks down, you know I won't stop now. Christ gonna have a Caesar salad with a side of Rothschild, we lions. So they put us in a real cage, but if you in our den, all they gon' find is your rib cage. We headed to the top, but we skip in the middle, and we keeping the peace until Yeshua give us that signal. This world is our jungle, and you just a little birdie. But if you think we scared, then you probably need to read Proverbs 30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs 30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. Yeah. Dealing with some lions, boy. Y'all wasn't even beating us.
even at our worst moment. Only way y'all's beating us if the Most High put a curse on us. Nobody can save us. Every corner got a church on it. When the second coming here, it's gonna be a little different from the first, homie. War is on that man's mind. Slaying is his mission. Might not always pay my bills, but I always pay attention. In that book of life, I'm trying to get my name mentioned. You might look like a lion, but you live like a chicken. They done woke them lions up. We wanna go back in our artifacts. When they see us coming, they might just kill over from a heart attack. Israel, oh Israel, now we living like we supposed to. Thanking the Most High, even after all the things that we go through.
30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs 30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs. Dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. Yeah. You dealing with some lions, boy.
Dwayne, Brother Yohanathan, your host. And I'm actually going to read Proverbs 30 and 30 real quick. It says, Proverbs 30, verse 30. A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. Let me read that one more time. Proverbs 30, verse 30. A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. Great song.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Through the spirit, man. Man, that's what, through the spirit. And right now, I feel like I should shout out my brother Adam, man, because, you know, even though, you know, we on this walk and we gain a lot of knowledge, it's still, nobody got the answers to everything, man. And I know brothers and sisters, you know, they hear the music and they think, all right, that brother, you know, he top knowledge, man. I still, you know, I feel like a baby in this walk, man. So I just wanted to give some love to Adam, man, because I always rely on that brother, you know, when I don't have the answers to something. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's true. You know, we all still learning. No matter, you know, how much knowledge we attain, we have to, you know what I'm saying, understand we do have to be humble and meekful, and understand we as children always to this understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
That's that meekness, man, that meekness, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you always, that's the area you from, or you moved in the area, you grew up in the area? What, talk to us about that.
Oh, well, I mean, I live in Cleveland, and yeah, that's where I've always been, man. My folks, they came from up from Tuscaloosa, and, you know, they met up here, and yeah, you know, that's where I've always been.
So what about the, when you came to the understanding, like, what about the family, like the mom, the sisters, how, you know, when you came to the understanding, were they with you, or do they accept it, or how that is?
Man, like the scriptures say, you know, mother be against your wife, and you know, and will nobody get along, basically, man, and that's how.
Right,
right. So, as you come into it, it seems like it's instant. I don't want to say confusion, but it's instant problems. It's instant drama. And, like, before, you know,
when I first started, it wasn't really that much because I didn't know that much. So it really wasn't that much trouble. You know, I remember used to going over my mom's house a lot. You know, her and her boyfriend, we used to spend the night over there daily. Like, we used to leave our house and be over there for like a week or so. Now, man, the more I get into it, the more I try to get her into it and try to get my sister into it, you know, it's a lot of pushback. But they keep their distance because, you know, they do got love for me and I do got love for them. So, you know, it's a hard walk. I even made a song about it. And but yeah, man, it's terrible, honestly. it's really terrible.
Hey, what about John? Let Randy in real fast, John, while I'm talking to John Boy. But what about the part, John Boy, when something happens? When you already done read about it and studied about it and you already talked about it and it happened? How do that work?
Oh, talking about prophecy wise, when you explaining
with
that?
Yeah, family, do they call you and be like, you know, like, how do that work?
Now, I'm gonna give you a little backdrop. My mom's her dude's brother is a preacher, and so anything I bring forth, he comes down and tear it down anyway. So anything they see. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a losing battle. So anything they see, they don't relate it to something that I read out of the Bible. You know, they just think it's that coincidence or just pure chance or something. So yeah, man, it's just like a never ending battle, man. And I just feel like, you know, for a lot of us, you know, I could see, you know, if he choose you, especially if he got you on a mission, he's kind of going to separate people from you that can teeter that, you know, totter that mission, that can really, you know, send you on another direction. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, you know, the Father got me on a mission, and it's the only way I can come to it, you know, really accept it more. It's, you know, he got me on a mission, and basically, you know, there's some people in my way from what he want me to do. So that's the way I have to look at it. But yeah, man, they don't see it because he just come through and he just be like, nah, he crazy. So don't even like. Yeah, that's what it is. I remember one time we got into I was bringing them information on Christ's birth. You know, even though that's a big one, you know, that's one of the heaviest ones. And as I'm bringing scripture, and they like, okay, we'll call you back. Then they bring us something else. Then I bring something else. Okay, we'll call you back. And I didn't know they was just going to go call him, and he was just trying to tear down everything I'm building. But, man, you know, everybody, you know, we got the same stories, man. But, yeah, man, it's never ending, so.
Sure. Randy, on you on there, Randy?
Yeah, I'm here. Salam,
man. All right. Holler at the boat.
Salam, brother.
Shalom.
What's up, John Boy?
Chilling, man. Loving this time with you, brother.
Definitely, man. I heard some of the music, man. It's real nice, man. You got some real deep messages in there, man. It's encouraging, brother. Keep doing the work. Keep doing your thing. Putting that style out with truth.
I appreciate it, man. All praise to the Father.
Definitely. So where you from, John Boy?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. That's what's up. See, I just came in kind of late because I was handling some business. So I just caught the show kind of late. But I'm just listening to you, brothers, man. You know, all praises to the Most High that we can come together as brethren, you know what I mean, in Yeshaya. So all praises to the Most High on that, brother. So just encourage you to keep doing your thing, man. You putting out some good music. You know what I mean? All praise to the Most High. Let the Spirit of Yeshaya guide you in all knowledge and truth, brother. Keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it, brother, man. Stuff like that, dude, man, because, you know, even though, you know, like I say, you know, people don't really know me, but besides the music, man, it's tough for everybody. It's tough for me, too. So you know, I do need to hear things like that, man. They really do keep me up, man.
Definitely, man. You know, the Most High, you know, we're going to go through what we go through. Through our suffering, we grow through our suffering. So whatever we go through is all a part of his plan. So don't let nobody, you know what I mean, try to discourage you to do what you're doing, man. You know the Most High called you according to his purpose. Just keep doing your thing, brother.
Appreciate that.
Definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. 2 Peter 3:15 read that for me, John, when you get a chance.
I got it right here. 2 Peter 3:15. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given.
You can start right. Don't go into the Paul part, because you know we understand those epistles Paul writ. It was hard to understand. You know the Christians can't. You know they can't grasp or go to it. But I want to focus on just 3:15, what the brothers just were saying. So when we come to this truth, read it for me again.
2 Peter 3:15, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
Most definitely. So the work the brother doing, the work any brother us is to do, if it's in Christ, we're going to have to suffer. Most definitely. It's going to be trials and tribulations coming. That's why we're going to have to overcome. We will have to overcome if we want to attain that kingdom, man. So that trouble is going to come regardless. So I like the brother say, man, he very humble. Because the brother, like the brother saying, man, sometimes he need to hear that inspiration, and that's the same thing with all of us, because, you know, the devil ain't going to stop.
But
he ain't going to stop.
Okay, I want to actually add to that. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, do your thing.
No, I just wanted to add to that. I'm actually in Galatians 5, man. I just wanted to read something real quick that went into you know, the long suffering and meekness and whatnot. So Galatians 5:22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." So we all know, man, you know, what the scriptures tell us to do, man, and constantly remind us, brother. So it's a blessing to be, you know, on the show with you, brother, understanding. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. So,
exactly.
That's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're coming down 9 minutes. We're getting for 9 minutes in the show. Get ready to wind it down. It was a blessing to hear from you, John Bo, on the show. You know, we done chopped it up, you know, on the phone, off the show, and we're looking to chop it up with you more. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we appreciate you taking the time out to come to the lines then.
Well, no problem, man. I'm glad y'all invited me on, and you know, we gotta come together some type of way, so you know, this ain't no hassle, man. Whenever y'all need me to come on, I'm there.
Most definitely. And what I wanna do is on the air again, let the people know where they can get the music. It's you go on YouTube and it's Super Saved 123. That's SuperSaved 123. Super Saved 123. And I believe that's the brother's subscription page, right?
Yeah, that's my YouTube page, yep. And on that page you can click the Facebook link and it'll send you to a music page where, you know, you can download it.
Okay. Most definitely. That's where they can get them hot tracks that y'all heard on the show. We ain't get to play them all, but the brother got many more, I tell you that much. And, you know, he's going to keep it 100. For real.
Yeah, and congratulate you again on, you know, on the new seed in the earth, you know. Congratulations again on that.
Appreciate that. Yeah, number five, man, Jeremiah, man.
Hey. Keep them coming. What's keep up? Them coming.
Don't let my wife hear you say it. Oh, yeah, it's a blessing, though, man. And I wanted to put out there, I was working on a new project, too, so, you know, if because I might not put that out for maybe a week or so, maybe, I don't know. But I am working on some new stuff just to be out there. I was going to call it, the album was going to be called Endure, you know, through the spirit, you know, I'm just let it ride. That's what he put on me to call it, so, you know. But, yeah, I am working on some new stuff, you know, just a heads up for you brothers and sisters.
Okay, that's what's up. This Friday, Warriors of Christ will be on at 9 o'clock. The show, it'll be called The God of Israel. That's where we're going with it this week, The God of Israel. We're gonna go in and we're going to break down the state of today's. Why, you know, everybody just say God. They don't, you know. But the scripture let us know that the God, that the Creator chose a people. He do have a chosen people. He do have a nation of people in this earth that he chose. And we're going into the God of Israel next week. I mean, this Friday at 9 p.m., the God of Israel. That'll be the title of the show.
Most definitely. So that's where we at, man. We're coming up into the last 5 minutes. I think we might have played all of the brothers' tracks that we had on, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we played all of them.
Sounds good. Though we might have to play, well, we definitely have to play another one on the outro anyway.
Most definitely.
See how that's going to be. Definitely, but other than that, man, like I said, man, it's been a blessing, man, chopping it up with you in the Lions Den, you know, being in the studio with somebody and like my understanding that we have to endure to the end. Like you said, the next project is probably going to be called. It's going to be called. We had this understanding, man. We coming to the truth of who we are, and you know, we just trying to blow the trumpet. You know what I'm saying? To wake the people up. To get those who have an ear to hear, you know what I'm saying, their understanding. So that's what it is. We're just doing our part to bring forth the kingdom, man. I'll praise to Ahaya, Bahashem Yeshaya, the Rakatham.
I'll praise to Ahaya,
Bahashem Yeshaya, while we walk, the Rakatham, most definitely. So what we're going to do, We're gonna take it out with all the songs you play. Which one you want us to take us out with, brother?
You can leave out with 30 and 30, man. Since I'm in the Lions Den, you know we Lions, so let's leave out on 30 and 30.
Oh, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Most definitely, we in the Lions Den.
Most definitely. You tuned in to the Lions Den. Brother Yohanathan, Brother Dwayne, Brother John Boy.
That with the Most High, but we ready to pay that. These nations wanna see us dead, but we ain't ready to lay yet. Yeah, you can say what you want, but don't touch us, we don't play that. Forgive them for they know not. It took a lot out of me to say that. Who are you to tell Israel? They ain't gonna see Zion. Your world is about to end, but we don't believe in no Mayans. We came up on them ships, but we leave it here flying. How stupid you must be to be trying some lions. Once I let my locks down, you know I won't stop now. Christ gon' have a Caesar salad with a side of Rothschild, we lying. So they put us in a real cage, but if you in our den, all they gon' find is your rib cage. We headed to the top, but we skip in the middle, and we keeping the peace until Yeshua give us that signal. This world is our jungle, and you just a little birdie. But if you think we scared, then you probably need to read Proverbs 30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs 30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. Yeah. You dealing with some lions, boy. Y'all wasn't even beating us, even at our worst moment. Only way y'all's beating us if the Most High put a curse on us. Nobody can save us. Every corner got a church on it. When the second coming here, it's gonna be a little different from the first, homie. War is on that man's mind. Slaying is his mission. Might not always pay my bills, but I always pay attention. In that book of life, I'm trying to get my name mentioned. You might look like a lion, but you live like a chicken. They done woke them lions up. We wanna go back in our artifacts. When they see us coming, they might just kill over from a heart attack. Israel, oh Israel, now we living like we supposed to. Thanking the Most High, even after all the things that we go through.
30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs 30 and 30. You probably need to read Proverbs. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. You dealing with some lions, boy. Yeah. Thank you.